We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from News at NBC joins us this morning. Brennan,
the trio.
Hi there. Yes.
Good morning. Let me ask you something. Would you prefer this weather or snow?
Oh, boy.
This weather.
That depends. This weather or snow, like the first week or so that we get snow, or like February when I haven't seen color in 3 months snow, because those are two very different things.
Yeah. I was sitting around yesterday, and I told my wife, Steph, I was like, you know, I was looking outside, so gray, cold, like it was damp, it was awful. I was like, it's going to be like this till mid-April.
Yeah.
That's all I could think.
Probably.
But, hey, we do have a swing in some of the temps this week. We'll get some warm-ups. So it'll drop back down, warm-up, drop back down. So we're on a roller coaster.
Yeah, Friday's supposed to be beautiful. Friday's what, high 75 still?
Yeah, and Rich said this morning on our show that that's going to be up near record. So,
wow.
Yeah, right. how about that?
All right, the roller coaster ride, that is fall here in upstate New York. Love it for sure.
Brennan, today is a very important day. And I know you're excited to come to my charity event.
So here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
There's still
some spots
left. Is it
scheduled for rain again?
There's a tent this time, though. So
there's a tent this time.
I'm telling you, we should get a break at some point this afternoon.
I know. It's looking really hopeful, to be honest, unless the weather changes. But it really does. I'm not even just saying this. It really does look like it's going to stop at 4, which is when the event starts. So I'm very hopeful. It's in Victor. And I can't wait to see you there.
Victor is a hike from Webster.
My God.
He'll be there in spirit. Listen,
on the east side, it's very difficult to get through places. Like if you're traveling to like Pinfield, Parenton, and Fairport and everything. That would take me like 45 minutes to get there.
What a long way. You know, that's almost as far as it would be for me to get there from Canandaigua. But I'm going.
Listen.
And he does it twice.
Listen, slide up into my DMs, give me a link, and I'll make a donation for you.
There we go.
Brennan.
What a guy. All right.
After weeks of bullying you, thank you for finally caving.
There you go.
I didn't say how much I'm donating.
Yeah, right. Sure.
A penny.
Every little bit helps, all right?
Oh, gosh.
Brennan Summers, from News 10 NBC, on with us this morning. Brennan always does the good question on News 10 NBC. But, Brennan, we did a little digging for you a little earlier this morning.
We did.
Mm-hmm, based on...
We're investigators.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, we were talking yesterday after your wife tweeted all of us with the picture
so bad.
Of baby Brooklyn watching Candyman very intently, by the way. And we were trying to figure out as to, when is it time for parents to kind of shut down the shows and movies they want to watch and go to all kid-friendly programming. Here's the good news for you. You've got some time.
You do have some time.
Based on what you researched, Breeze, it was what? Between 1 and 2 was when you should start to make that move?
So, from what I read, 0, months, days, whatever, to 1 full year old, it's kind of a wash. I mean, nothing really happens.
Doesn't know what's going on.
And then the first birthday to the second birthday, that's when the wheels start turning. And that's when things start to get a little more intense. They start taking things in a little more. They start mimicking things they see on TV. So, you've got time. You got 6 months here.
Six months
to the first birthday.
To a year and a half to the second.
Oh, a year and a half.
Yeah. Wow. Got plenty of time.
So I'm like rated R through next spring.
Yep.
And then I've got to dial it back to PG.
No, it's like anything. You want to have the slow transition, right? You want to, you can't just go cold turkey. You want to kind of ease on into these things. So there
and
you
then
go.
We, just so you know, you're not alone because we put a poll up on our Twitter. At what age do you stop watching adult shows with your kids? 33% of people said they never stop, so God
well,
bless
I guess there's that.
22% said 1 to 2 years old, uh-huh. and 44% said 3 to 5 years old,
oh,
which
why?
I
oh, wow.
no
okay.
parent shame, but I think they're doing it wrong. Based on my research.
Sure. So either way, got some time. So I'm sure mm-hmm. that you're excited to hear that.
This is why we have tablets to just throw in front of a toddler.
And tell Steph everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's a whole bigger issue that we don't have to get into, but I just don't think she believes what you say sometimes.
Not a lot of people do. So she is not alone in that aspect.
There we go. All right. Before we move on to the top news stories for this morning, Breeze, would you again like to give Brennan a quick recap, since we just did it on the show? Quick recap of your Breezy's big movie review of The Birds. Now, the theory going into this, Breezy's terrified of birds. The theory going into this was that she was facing her fear and that she would be cured of this fear after watching that movie. And obviously, that's totally what happened. Absolutely.
Okay. So
how'd it go?
Okay. First of all, hands down, the oldest movie I've ever seen in my entire existence.
Yep, 1963.
This movie is literally 40 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Casual.
Okay.
30. I'm not good at math.
Numbers.
30, 40, yeah, no, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is the sound of the cawing and the it was so constant that I got a headache. And I was actually genuinely terrified because the birds were so aggressive.
Yeah.
It never stopped.
It never stopped. It's every all of your fears come to life, at least on screen.
Yeah. And I mean, so so old.
Did you even give it one popcorn bucket?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I did give it one because I was scared.
So accomplished.
Just
that goal.
But that had nothing to do with the fact of the movie. It just had the fact to do that I was scared. Because I'm scared of birds.
Right, okay.
And I was just bitter at Corey because he made me watch this.
Listen.
And it's old. He knows my preferences.
Uh-huh.
And he assigned me a movie that he, when he assigned it to me, thought it was in black and white, which I would have had a huge issue with. But I think that if there was a remake of it, it would get a lot more buckets because,
yeah.
A, of the fear instilled in me. B,
yeah.
Better CGI and,
sure.
and better, you know, graphics and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there will be a remake eventually.
Probably. I mean, everything's
the storyline's there.
Yeah,
the storyline's
sure.
there. The execution wasn't great. But, I mean, that again, it was in the 60s. So what are we going to do? What can we do?
So we've got one more swing at this because Halloween's a week from Saturday. So
mm-hmm.
we would wrap this up the Halloween.
You guys need to get something
week.
Real good.
Well, no,
we've
already decided. The science actually.
Oh yes,
decided that the scariest movie of all time. It's tied between Sinister and Insidious, which Breezy has seen neither.
Guys can decide between those two.
We'll have the two options for next week. Brennan's got his review coming up on Thursday, by the way. Speaking of remakes, remake of It. But we should probably jump into some headlines here, Brennan. Speaking of terrifying things, how about the Bills' 2-game losing streak?
So
I was bawling
was
all night last night.
Hard to watch. It was Josh Allen's worst game of the season. They got bounced by the Chiefs, and they'll look to rebound. So they're 4-2. They've got some good news coming up. Sunday they'll face the defeated Jets in New Jersey,
yeah.
who are 0-6. So if there was ever a recipe for a bounce back game, it's not losing to the Titans and taking on the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
It's losing and then coming to bounce back against the most atrocious team in the NFL.
And they can't
so
get
you
out of their own way.
Down.
Yeah, so that should hopefully be a good rebound win there to get a little confidence back. Listen, it wasn't as embarrassing of a performance as it was against Tennessee, certainly. I mean, they were in it there until pretty much the end. But still, highly disappointing given the start. But you know what? It's following the trend that we expect, right? Start off hot. We all get excited. People start talking about Super Bowl. And then next thing you know, we're at 4-2.
We're in
but
the
still,
can.
No, not in the can. They're still in the lead in the division. And the Patriots don't have Brady anymore. So that's a huge factor as well. So we'll see.
Where is Brady?
He's in Tampa Bay. He's with the Buccaneers.
Yeah. He's Tampa Tom.
Yeah. Tampa Tom for sure.
Love that for him. Brennan, I have some qualms right now that we need to talk about. I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but we ran out of time. So here we go. All the time today. The skiing.
Oh, yeah.
The skiing. What's going on with the skiing? I'm very confused and concerned because, let's be honest, I think skiing is the most COVID sport, COVID-proof sport or recreational activity we could ever play. I mean, with you being completely wrapped in bubble wrap or, you know, whatever you want to call it, coats and all the other things. But you're shielded. You're shielded. You're already wearing a mask built in. Coats. What are the other things called? Snow pants.
Yeah, okay.
You're protected against everything. You have gloves on. You have a mask on. And that's not even like a force thing. That's by choice, so you don't die of the cold and the bitter temps.
I think it's just like these would be the biggest venues that were reopening so far because New York's still not bringing fans and stands. And I get it. Like, apart from going to a regular park like during the summer, which so many people did, and everyone's clogging up the Adirondacks this fall, this is pretty safe. And so we got some of the guidelines. Cuomo did talk about it over the weekend. And this is coming up, I believe it's November 9th, whenever they have it. And they'll have restrictions. So if we have some snow, actually November 6th, so they can run it with capacity limits. If they had to shut down certain trails and they can only run, you know, two or three, like at Bristol Mountain, for example, down there in Ontario County, they would have to dial back on the capacity a little bit too. You can only ride with your family or whoever you're with in a gondola at one time. So getting some guidance there. But yeah, so that's one of the final things we're checking off the list. But remember, I mean, we didn't have amusement parks open here in New York this year too. Slightly different, but just kind of juggling that, the minor tweaks that they can do.
Yep, that's true. For sure. Brendan Summers, News 10 NBC, on the list now. Brendan, early voting here in Monroe County is going to start on Saturday. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. First off, what are the details on that? And secondly, a follow-up with your good question. Certainly this year, more than ever, people have been asking, how does New York keep people from voting twice?
Yeah, so that has come up a lot. Address the first part first. So early voting. This is for any of you who don't trust the absentee ballot system. You worry about putting your ballot through the mail, but you also don't want to deal with any long lines at your regular election spot on election day. So you've got a dozen places in Monroe County. You can check in other counties with your local board of elections of where you can go. When it comes to early voting, you won't necessarily go to your specific site, and you can go to any of them and just check in. So look for the times and locations. We've got those posted on our website as well, whuc.com. My good question in terms of what if somebody sends in an absentee ballot and then they're like, you know what, I've been reading all these stories and rumors all over my Facebook feed. I'm questioning mail-in voting, even though there's no recorded history of problems with it.
Right.
And I want to go vote in person. Here in New York, you can. But first up, like, it's illegal to vote twice in any election intentionally. So what's going to happen is, think about this. If you go vote in person, even after you mail in an absentee ballot, your last vote in person is the one that's going to count. And they'll just toss your absentee ballot aside before they start counting those here in New York. They've got to double check the roll book and election day book. So there's no way to game it. The State Board of Elections says they've got fail-safe after fail-safe that will keep a second vote from getting through. So yeah, that can happen. I mean, it could be, again, if you're doubting the mail-in system, if you worry about the Postal Service handling your letters, or maybe you want to change your vote. That could possibly happen too, maybe not for president, but maybe for somebody down ballot, you can go do that as well.
Sure. A lot of tricky moving parts when it comes to the election and voting.
By the way,
sure,
the mics will be muted Thursday night.
Yes, I did see that.
Between President Trump and Biden when the other one is speaking. So now, are we going to have someone like just shouting louder?
Yes.
Trying to get it on the background?
Absolutely.
Why didn't we do that in the first place?
Yeah. Well, it was funny, right? Everyone was like, oh, I don't know if we possess the technology to kill their mic. Like, pretty sure we have that. Pretty sure that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I really think they should fully lean into this to prevent the shouting situation. We should go old school game show soundproof booth, to be honest with you. I think that's the best course of action. Why did they not think of that? I mean,
you could also go Jeopardy and like write your answer down and it pops up on a screen in front of it, like you have to at the same time, and then you read it out.
What are the odds that Trump writes in all caps? Every
with
answer.
An exclamation point.
Obviously.
So, Brennan, when you were away on vacation, we had Lynette Spaghetti, your amazing colleague, in filling in for you. And we talked a lot about traveling. We had some people call in about they've gone to Florida and then they got off the plane. And my brother actually was one of them, and no one stopped them. But now it says New York National Guard is actually enforcing the travel advisory.
So this was something that did come up, and you mentioned, you know, your relative doing this. We've heard some people where, sure, like, they got off the plane at the Rochester airport, and it's like, oh, there's this table with all these forms we're supposed to sign, but people were just walking past.
Right.
So the state is putting a little bit more muscle in that. They've sent out National Guard troops to airports all over New York. They got here in Rochester yesterday. Now, they're in uniform, and they have face shields. We're told they're not armed, so this is just to make sure that everyone's doing the screening when they get here. And this is putting down your information, where you came from, so follow-ups can be done to making sure people can do what they're supposed to do, and that's follow up on the quarantine if you're coming from a hot spot, which is growing. And by the way, five more states are expected to be added today based off the metrics. And this is, I know we've talked about it each week, today's significant because it could, it's the first time border states,
yeah,
could be added. So Pennsylvania, New Jersey,
really?
Connecticut, Maryland, Arizona, those are the ones. And this is, you know, you're juggling this because it's New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey who are the tri-state agency. Before, it seemed like they would maybe play buddy-buddy and you wouldn't throw the other one on it to kind of just keep it going. And there's so much, like, interstate workers, like people who drive from Connecticut to New York and vice versa. Like, how is this going to work? So that'll be big news coming from Governor Cuomo today. And it seems at this point they don't have a conclusive plan on how they would enforce the border. I mean, you can't put up checkpoints all the way across the southern tier in Pennsylvania. But it's because of what we're seeing with cases surging, his hand's being forced. And if they meet the metrics, they meet the metrics. So this could be, we'll get that news any moment today.
Got it. Okay. All right. Brendan Summers, News at NBC, out of this morning. Brendan, I've got a vested interest now in the Apple thievery story. $5,000 of Honeycrisp apples were stolen from an apple farm.
Devastation.
We had a joke race on Twitter that I won with my comment that I hope those seven apples get returned.
Of course you have to put in that you won, Corey.
What? I mean, I did. I mean, I'm just I'm telling you the history of what happened. Sorry.
He did. So, yeah. So this was $5,000 of Honeycrisp, which they're nicknamed Moneycrisp. Very interesting.
They're
That's
so
very
expensive.
Nice
it's
on
crazy.
You, upstate New Yorkers. So this story came across yesterday of someone stole, again, like a handful of apples, according to Corey and I, who was late on the joke. And they took them from a part of the farm that's not open to the public in Niagara County, and then they got away with it. So state police are getting involved. And on the lighter side, when we were having fun, I saw that story yesterday at home, and I was like, hey, Steph, this is kind of funny. Somebody took nine apples. That seems like a lot of trouble to do that. And I was like, hey, I actually had something funny come to my mind. I should tweet it, open up Twitter,
oops,
and there's the first joke from
wow.
Seth Corey.
Yeah.
He said,
"Oh yeah,"
and he was like, so you mean they took six apples?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. By the way, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank my buddy Joe and everyone else who appreciated the apple humor.
Apple
that
jokes.
It was upstate dad humor.
Yeah,
that's
it was.
What it was.
It was a dad joke race for sure. Listen, I've got a little more time on you than, you know, when it comes to the dad thing. So you'll get there. Don't worry. You'll get there.
I'm trying.
That's all you can do.
I got
you
one tooth coming
you
in.
You guys
and
are like
it.
Nuts. This is your big break. Apple jokes. Come on. Get a grip.
All right. Just wait, Breezy. Just wait until the mom jokes start for you. Okay? It's going to happen. I promise.
I'm not going to be a regular mom. I'm going to be a cool mom.
Oh, yeah. Of course. For sure.
Obviously.
Says every parent who ends up being quote unquote cool.
Yep. Suddenly, it's amazing how quickly being a cool mom means
going
to bed
of all,
at 8 p.m.
Screw you, Brennan. Corey was never cool. So that's just where
fair.
We're at.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't say the same for you. I've met you a couple times. You're pretty cool. You got all the tats. You're
whoa, 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 whoa. It's been well documented. We've met one.
Brennan, as
at
you might
the jungle job,
as you might
you
have
were
caught
running,
on,
Corey would never do that. That's
as
pretty cool.
You might have caught on. Breezy exaggerates literally everything.
Sure do.
Listen, you can be loose with the facts, just make it sound good.
Yeah, okay? come on. Yeah. All right, Brennan.
I was giving you a compliment, Brennan.
Any other big stories that we should be aware of today, or are we good?
We have a World Series starting tonight in a bubble in Texas. So they'll be playing everywhere. So we'll wrap that up and then we'll move on. And then for everyone waking up just dreary and miserable, worried about the Bills, we can focus on Sunday going ahead. Because I know, Breezy, you were very disappointed.
She was crying.
You know, switching
earlier.
Back and forth between the game and Bird last
out.
Night. That was just horror. Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah. It was truly awful. It's like, I even went all the way down to my parents. They made chili. Mm-hmm. My dad was just, you know, eyes glazed over at the TV. And I was just like, it's too hard to watch.
Was that because it was a happy hour game? Is that why his eyes were glazed over?
Yeah, so I thought you might want to check on your dad.
Jeez. All right. Brennan Summers from News at NBC. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.